Good evening, this is Shia on Simon Tov Ein Dalet. Al Kois Shenia Mevochin, this is the halacha that we do not make a bracha on the second of the fourth Koisos. Sif Alef Shoise Kois Shenia, person drinks the second Kois. This is towards the end of Magid. He drinks the second Kois. Ve'en Mevorech Olav, you do not make a bracha on the second cup. Le'i bracha Rishoina. Not the first bracha, v'loy bracha achoina, not the second bracha either, not bracha achoina. Shein mevorchin ber pe'agofen, because we do not recite ber pe'agofen, kim ha'koy shel kiddush, we only make ber pe'agofen on the koy shel kiddush, the initial one, v'al koy shel birkas hamazon, and on the koy of benching, which is the third one. Shein mevorchin al Hagefen, and we do not recite al Hagefen, Kiim only Acha Koisavi after the final one. This is all the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama disagrees. And the Rama holds as follows. Ve'aminek Beinu Ashkenazim, the minik in the Ashkenazish countries, in the European countries, is as follows. Levorech, we do make a bracha. We make a ber pe'agofen initially. Al kol kois v'kois, on every single one of the four cups of wine, we make an independent ber pe'agofen. Aval bracha achoina, but bracha achoina, ein mevorchin, we do not recite. Halagefen, we don't say, rak al ha'achen bivat, only on the final fourth cup. V'chein das reva goyman, that is the opinion of the majority of the authorities. So we've got a machloikas, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Aleph, Loi Bracha Rishon Lakuna Shulchan Aruch, we do not recite on the second cup Bracha Rishona. Va'af Agav Da Abakoses Shetiknu Rabbanon. And although the four cups that the Chachamim have established, Kol Achas Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmahi, is an independent mitzvah. Although even the Shulchan Aruch agrees that in principle every one is an independent mitzvah. Everybody agrees to that. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Kim in the Leke has the Chadas Mishsiya, since there is no, a person doesn't distance himself completely in his mind between the first and the second cup. Sharik Sheberich Al Koiz Rishon, because when he made the Boch on the first cup, he knew very well, he remembered from last year, he knew very well, Sheish Teot Koiz, that he's going to drink another cup soon. Hilkach, therefore, Loi Boi Livuche, he do not need to make a bracha al kol kasa v'kasa on every single cup. This is the reason of the and the rationale of the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. You know what's going to happen, and just like during a regular meal, when you make a shahakol on a drink, you do not need to make on the, if you drink in a few minutes, you drink again. You don't need to make another bracha. Why? Because that was included in the first bracha, you knew they were going to drink again. So similarly here also, since you made the pre-abagofen on the first kois, you knew as well that you're going to have a second kois, and therefore you don't need to make another bracha on the second kois. However, the Rama disagrees, and he says that really they're all independent mitzvahs, and therefore it requires an independent bracha on every single one of the four koises. Furthermore, in Sif Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains a bit more why, according to the Rama, we make four brachas. Al kol kois, the Mishnah Yischel be'agod also lishtois. When you actually start agod, anyway, you're not allowed to drink. So it's different than a regular meal. With a regular meal, you're allowed to drink whenever you want, however much you want. And that's why it's included in your initial bracha. However, here you're not allowed to drink after the first kois, and that is why it's considered interruption. That's why you need a kois, you need a bracha on the second cup. Although you may argue that it's not a real separation, given the kol chad v'chad av mitzvah, at the end of the day, it's an independent mitzvah. You need to make a bracha on every single one of them because they're all independent mitzvahs. As well as you mentioned earlier, that there is anywhere an issa to drink between the first and the second cup. So all this together is a reason why the Rama holds you make a bracha on every single cup, and that is the minhag. Right, and that allows us to start Simon Tov Ein Hey, top of page 170. Yes, the Dina Seder, additional crucial halachas of the Seder. He told Yodov, a person, Sifalef, a person should wash his hands. Be'evorech, and you make a brocha, and Netilas Yadayim. Now we are finally ready for Netilas Yadayim. So we started off a couple of simonim ago with Kiddush, went to Karpus, we broke the matzah, we said the Haggadah, and we all the important parts of the Haggadah, and then we had the second kois, and now we are finally washing for our moitzi. Fika chamatzis, and you should take the matzahs, kesed sheinichom, the way they were placed. Hapusov and shtei ashlemos, when you take and you grab and you hold the matzahs, you take the middle one, which is the broken one, between the full ones, the complete ones, which is on top and the bottom. V'yoichsen biyodoi, and you hold them with your hand. V'yivorech, and you make the following brochas. Hamoitzi, v'achilas matzo. You make the two brochas, hamoitzi and achilas matzo. Let's just have a quick look at the first two Mishnah Berurahs. Yitoil Yodov, you wash your hands. Ritzelim Afal Gav Shenota Leirokos, although actually, in actual fact, you washed your hands already for the vegetables earlier. Kamosha Kostav Simon Tofayin Gimel Tzivov, as we learned in Simon Tofayin Gimel, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Kivin Shoma Bein Taim Hagoda, since we recited in the meantime the Hagoda, the Halel, and we also praise Hashem in Halel, Chayshinon, we are Choshesh, we are concerned. Shema Hesech Isiach Daitoi. Perhaps you didn't concentrate fully. You lost full control over your hands. Shema Isiach Daitoi. V'noga b'mokam ha'metunaf, and maybe you touched with your hands in an area which is dirty. Shidaim Asconi says, because hands are Asconios. Hands are very busy, and this is indeed something which we are very aware nowadays. Very aware nowadays of the lack of conscious control of our hands. And we're using our hands excessively when it comes to touching our own faces, and therefore, Chachamim were aware of this already in a long time ago, because that's the rule of Yodayim Askonio, says our hands are exceedingly busy, which means that perhaps we touched an area which requires new washing hands. So I just want to explain this because it's really important. The in principle, washing hands that we did earlier for Karpas was the way it's done. It's the same way then we wash our hands for Hamotzi. And whilst the minig is generally not to do that until as a dime for vegetables or for anything that you're dipping, we don't generally do it. But when we do it, like on Leila Seder, we do it the same way that we do for the same way that we do it for our moitzi. So really, if we washed our hands then, what warrants an etilas adayim now? And certainly one may ask, what warrants an etilas adayim with a brocha? Why can I wash hands if I know they're completely clean? I just washed them earlier. Why can I wash them again now with a brocha? And the answer is, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, that in principle you're right. If you know that you didn't touch anything and you know that your hands are completely clean, then in principle you wouldn't require to make a new bracha. However, since Yodayim Askon, you're saying, since our hands are very busy and we probably did touch something, so therefore now we are entitled to make a new bracha. The Yechsen V'yodai is a system which is cotton base, and that's starting an extensive sugi which we are not going to discuss in this year. Further, just touching on it, for Yechsen V'yodai Kol Shlosh Tan, when you make the bracha, you hold all three. Ha'yoyne v'atachtoyne b'shvil lechem mishne, the top one and the bottom one for the sake of lechem mishne, v'apusa and the broken middle one, al shem lechem oini, for the lechem, which is for the lechem oini. V'yvoch berkes ha'moitzi, you make the bracha Hamotzi v'niach hashlishis, and you let go the third one, the bottom one. Lishomet miyodo, that should you let go, and it's you let go the third bottom one. Ve'evorich al hapusa, and you make a bracha on the pusa, on the broken one. Im tfisas elyoni, whilst you're holding the top one simultaneously, al achilas matzah, you make achilas matzah on that. Ve'evorich shtei brachos, you make two brachos. Terem yish parim, and before you break them off, and you and you eat it. As the mechabah is going to say shortly. So I'm going to explain this in greater detail, Be'ez Hashem, in the next share. Let's just summarize what we discussed this share. We spoke about the second kois. You do not make a bracha on the second kois According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara disagrees and he holds you do make a bracha on every single one of them. And we explain the rationale behind it. You do make a bracha on every single one of the fourth courses. However, in terms of bracha choina, you only make a bracha choina on the fourth one. Because the ala gefen, you do not need to make an ala gefen on the first three because it's included in the benching. The only coast which is after benching is the fourth one, and indeed on that one you do say ala gefen. Where we start then, Simon Tov Ein Hei teaches us that you wash your hands and you make Netilas Yadayim. And you take the three matzahs in the same order, then they are placed and positioned. You take them, you make two brachas. You start with a motzi, and you say achilas matzah. And the way it's done is that you hold all three for the first bracha, you let go the bottom one, and that's how you recite the bracha of achilas matzah whilst holding only 1.5 matzahs. We will be speaking about this more in the next shir be'ezra Hashem, Yisparach Shemoy.